This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Mary Hunnington from Shishmaref Alaska Lutheran Church and Alaska Native Lutheran Church in Anchorage. She's an educator and coordinator of cultural programs for the Bering Strait School District. She says, "I believe God loves us as we are, and we should all know the contentment of being accepted as children of God. I believe God wants each of us to live in peace and harmony with everyone else on earth. It's important to me to express my faith through my Eskimo cultural singing and dancing because my Christian faith and my heritage define me and fully complement each other. I especially love singing hymns that are translated into or composed into that language. Hearing it in that language makes the songs even more beautiful and special. To me, church is a place where we can worship together to strengthen our relationship with God and His people. Whether to give praise or to offer comfort, the scripture and songs are rejuvenating, refreshing, healing, or whatever they need to be each week. To hear them, say them, and sing them together creates shared experiences and the knowledge that others have similar struggles and celebrations. Learning to Eskimo dance in high school was the catalyst that sparked my desire to reconnect more and more deeply with my heritage. My Savior is one of the five dances that I composed, and I love to share it. The words in its original language means, my Savior, He's in heaven. He was born as a baby. He walked, He talked, and He died for me. Thank you." Having the opportunity to help preserve the language and culture of indigenous communities in the Bering Strait School District is the biggest blessing I could ever ask for. Many aspects of our culture are alive and thriving. My goal is for the same to be true of our language and for some of the deeper, harder-to-articulate parts of our cultural traditions. I pray that every person feels the love of God, that no one feels unwelcome or unworthy of being a child of God and by extension a member of the church, that we're ever learning and growing in our relationship with God, that we don't communicate a sense of judgment or a need to change, but communicates a sense of support and a desire for growth when relating to others. I struggle with the need to be bold and aggressive to keep aspects of our language and culture alive and thriving, and to be slow and considerate to not alienate or offend people who need to be involved. The two groups that I've done and continue to do the most for, the well-being of our people, the church and the school, are also two groups that have done the most damage to certain aspects of our culture and language. Until we look deeply at what we do through both of these institutions, we'll continue to both help and hurt our people. If we still find it offensive or uncomfortable to Eskimo dance with drums during a church service, we still erroneously believe that God doesn't accept us when we express ourselves through our language and traditions, which is a failing in our church. To me, grace means knowing we always fail short. We are never good enough. We will always make mistakes, but that doesn't make us bad or unworthy. God loves us as we are. While He may sometimes be disappointed in the ways we treat each other or ourselves, He'll never turn His back on us. We accept God's grace not as an excuse to do what we want, but to be at peace with ourselves when we fall short. We extend that grace not to enable others, but to show that we still love them and will still work together in striving for the best we can be. I'm a Lutheran, born and raised. Attending church every Sunday has been a part of my life. Even as a teenager, attending boarding school hundreds of miles away from my parents, and as a young adult, starting my independent life, I found a Lutheran church to attend. I gladly worship in other churches when I live in a community without a Lutheran church, but just as my heart is filled when I'm immersed in my heritage, I also feel a greater peace when worshiping through the familiar structure and doctrine of my Lutheran upbringing. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.